Drive my dead thoughts o'er the universe like withered leaves to quicken a new birth, and by enchantation of this verse scatter as from an unextinguished hearth ashes and sparks my words among mankind. Be thou my lips to unawakened earth, the trumpet of a prophecy, O wind. If winter comes, can spring be far behind? The poet is talking with the wind, the west wind. If winter comes, can spring be left behind? Whatever that is dead within, scatter it across the universe. Whatever is no more alive, all the dead leaves, all the dead sanskars, all the dead habits, so that I wake up. And when I wake up, the trumpet of prophecy, O wind, if winter comes, can spring be left behind? This is poet's desire as well as prophecy. A day will come when my pure thoughts would awaken the sleep humanity and Kelly is talking with the wind. The wind is nothing but the awakened spirit. The life becomes pure. We become fire. A focused, a concentrated fire. And fire would burn all that is unwanted. All the weeds in the forest, and the fire would become a volcano of enlightenment. Yesterday we saw that energy is blind. Also, the energy is neutral. There is no good energy and there is no bad energy. It depends on the direction. Fire can burn the house. The same fire can become a means of survival. The river can flood the village. At the same time, a river can generate electricity. It depends upon the direction where the energy is flowing, how this energy is flowing. Brahmacharya is nothing but energy cultivation. It is the refinement of this energy. It is the redirection of this energy. It is the purification of this energy. We enter into day 14 of this series, Your Life. Day 15. What is this pure life? Pure life is not a dull life. Life of celibacy is not the life which is boring and lifeless. That's what the worldly people think. There is no joy, there is no pleasure, there is no happiness, there is no entertainment. It is an absolute, insipid, tasteless, lifeless existence. Let us cut through this illusion. They feel that enjoyment, joy, is pleasure. But look at their faces. When they come back from any picnic or sightseeing, how they look? Lifeless, exhausted, empty. Pleasures are costly. The physical pleasures, they drain you. You are left exhausted. How can you function? It is like a mobile battery which is just 2% about to die. Will it function? The energy has already leaked. Humanity is addicted. They are addicted to pleasure. They are addicted to fire. We need fire. Without fire, they can't eat. They are addicted to drugs. They want drugs. They are addicted to AC. Comforts. They are addicted to body. They are addicted to entertainment. They are addicted to gadgets. They are addicted to digital stimulation. And the senses are drained in the marketplace of stimulation. And they are left absolutely energyless, lifeless. And they call this as entertainment, as pleasure, as happiness. This is the greatest illusion. A pure life is a focused life. A pure life is like the sun rays which have become concentrated through a magnifying lens. They are so powerful that they can burn the paper. It is the same energy that is going down when it goes up, enters the heart and it becomes compassion, enters the throat and it becomes creative expression, enters the brain and it becomes enlightenment. This itself is an illusion that this is a dry life. In fact, this is the only life which can be called life. In fact, this is the only existence which can be called an existence, a real joy, a real pleasure, a real entertainment. Because you rejoice, you are not a slave. You jump in joy, you dance, you swing. There is. Animation every moment. The life of Brahmacharya is the life of highest bliss. Imagine a person who is wasting his energy in worthless, nonsensical fantasies, lust consciousness. Is to collect the nectar from flowers after looking after those flowers for 1 month and then putting that nectar into gutter. The life energy is going down. The downward flow of the energy is lust, and the upward flow of the energy awaken. The energy. It is the energy dynamics. It is the energy kinetics. Unless and until you understand the dynamics of this energy, we keep on wasting this energy on trifle pleasures. There are no pleasures actually. They are the deceptions of the mind. We feel this body will give me joy. How can somebody else's body give me joy? It is the trick of the hormones. And we are deceived. When the life energy is preserved, the intellect becomes laser sharp. It can see through and through. It can see inside out. It can scrutinize, examine, analyze everything thoroughly. So this itself is an illusion that spiritual life or pure life, a life of Brahmacharya, is a desert. It's not desert. It is an evergreen garden. It is the lush greenery. It is the music of life. It is the poetry of life. It is the beautiful song of existence. It is the flowing river. It is like the songs from the bird. They come so naturally. It is like rains from the heaven. It is like the fragrance of the earth. So don't think this is a boring life. The pleasures of the world are boring. They are so transitory. They are so ephemeral. They are there now and they are gone tomorrow. At one moment, you are happy, and the next very moment, you are unhappy. People seem to enjoy, and yet they are so empty within. There is so much blankness within. Rather, they are masquerading their unhappiness. They are wearing the masks of happiness, while at heart they remain unhappy. How can there be any happiness without purity? If purity is the mother, happiness and peace would lie in the lap of their mother. The second is the currency of brilliance. All the intellectual brilliance, all the creative artists, are the minds. Purified, focused, free from those sensual stimulations. When the mind becomes so pure, the energy becomes focused and you develop a razor sharp intelligence. There was one man in Rajasthan long back, and he had superhuman memory. Man from Rajputana. He only knew one language, and that was the dialect of Rajasthan. He did not know any other language. When Lord Curzon heard about him, he could not believe, and he called him to his court to have him examined by a panel of experts. Now this poor man, a simpleton, an ignorant person, he was called an idiot in his village, but he possessed super memory. So such a man was called in the court, and he was put through an extremely difficult test. Nobody can think that such a test can be there. There were a panel of 30 people, 30 experts, standing in a line. Each person spoke one sentence in one different language which this man does not know. This man was knowing only Rajasthani and no other language. These experts, first expert, one line in one language, second language, third language, fourth language, and like that 30 languages, 30 lines. But there was further a trick. One line, not at one go, only one word, and there is a bell. Then go to next person, one word in different language, then go to third word, and after every word there is a big bell to confuse the man. So one round, second round, third round, till the entire statement is finished. So one word of one statement, like the, one expert will say the and there is a bell. The second expert will say illusion, but in different language. Then third expert, then fourth expert. So 30 people speaking 30 lines in 30 different languages, but not at one go. One word and then second word and then third word. And then he comes back to listen to the second word of the first language, of first person. And there is a bell. And then he was asked, now tell the 30 statements. Even the experts forgot what their statement was. And that statement was that simple. In the hardest possible words possible. And this man did not know any of these languages. But Lord Curzon was shocked to see the super memory of this man. He recited all the 30 lines. When the energy is focused, it becomes brilliance. When the energy is focused, it can become magnetism, it can become awareness, it can become purity. When the energy is focused, it can become life, liveliness, awareness, mysticism, magnetism, charisma. And you can perform superhuman feats. That is the currency of brilliance. But such brilliance cannot come to those who waste their energy or who throw their energy in the garbage. This energy is the economy of energy. This is energy statistics. You cannot waste your energy in worldly, digital, nonsensical stimulations, in anger, in lust, in irritation. A grumpy fellow cannot attain such heights of intelligence. Purity is manifested as peace. Purity is manifested as power. Purity is manifested as joy outside. The worldly joys drain you, but this bliss elevates you. You move around, go for a sightseeing whole day, go for a picnic and look at their faces. They are empty, exhausted, because energy is drained with that false sense of making others happy. The third is healthy current. The energy needs direction. The energy is neutral. The energy needs guidance. If misdirected, it can lead to destruction. If given a higher direction, you become a spiritual volcano. You awaken spirits. So the entire alchemy of current lies in this. What are the sources of energy drain? It is the gossips that drain your energy. It is the digital consumptions that drain your energy. It is over talking that drains the energy. It is the wave of irritation and the wave of anger that drains the energy. It is the expectations from others that drain the energy. No two souls can have identical purusharth. But if you expect people to be highly disciplined, you will remain unhappy. Our expectations are the greatest cause of our unhappy, and that drains the energy. If you keep the eyes open throughout the day, seeing every superficial stimulation, it will drain the energy. The life of spirituality is the conservation of energy, is the preservation of this life energy, is to channel this energy, is to play with this energy, is to understand this energy without guilt. See what happens when the energy has gone down. The mobile cannot function if the battery is just 1 or 2%. So also, your mind cannot function, your brain cannot function. You will live in the world of illusions, false expectations, false sense of happiness, a state of utter depression within and yet a show off of external happiness. What you are calling creativity is not creativity, but the desperate hollowness within, which is trying to show off as creativity. So the first thing is, spiritual life is a life, the fountain of happiness. It's a fountain of bliss. It's the song of a free bird. Currency. But then, in order to achieve this, you have to pay currency. It is not free. And the currency is discipline. And the currency is self-control. The currency is reprogramming the mind. Alchemy of the current. Unconscious energy is lust. Conscious energy is awakening. Unconscious energy is drainage. Conscious energy is cultivation. So, the greatest joy of life comes through greatest commitment. If the life is wasted in the trivial and the frivolous, you might feel happy for some time, but inside is always there is a void. So, it's a time to wake up again. As the poet says, scatter as from unextinguished hearth, ashes and sparks my words among mankind. Be through my lips to unawakened earth the trumpet of prophecy. O wind of winter, if winter comes, can spring be far behind? It's not the question of getting depressed. It's not the question of feeling guilty. It is not the question of entering into self-doubt, but learning from every mistake, from every blunder, from every fall. And be hopeful. Winter is here, and soon the spring will come. I'm sure.